Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
Hello.
How are you?
New week, same us.
Same us.
I was about to say same two, but I realize I'm the only
I almost said N-word three musketeers, but there's not a third person here.
Oh, there isn't. No, we got
Branson. What's like another duo?
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
Nene and Kim.
I don't get that one. I'm trying to get on this, but I can't.
How was your week?
Naomi Weekend? Campbell and Kate Moss.
Were they friends?
Best friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Besties.
Because Naomi Campbell hates everyone.
Okay.
Or allegedly.
Allegedly, there's really cute photos of them.
So. There are really good photos
of them
together.
Right, right. I don't know.
We'll know how friendly they were. How was your week? Weekend? We didn't see y'all since last week.
It was good. Just trying to get through the week to get to another weekend.
So last week, we talked about Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber and those possible split rumors. And people gave us shit for it on the internet. And I'm like, that's our jobs, yo.
I was just going to say, I have to come to work, you know?
We got to come. We need something to talk about.
I have to talk about somebody.
They were like, y'all are just making up mess. And I go, we ain't making up. She posted the Instagram story.
One thing we're not doing, making up stuff.
I go, we got enough drama in our lives.
To sit there at my desk and make up stuff.
But if you missed the episode last week, go check it out. It's on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. But basically, Hailey made like a cryptic post. And then people were like, y'all are wrong.
To be fair, everything she posts is cryptic.
All right, let's talk about some new drama.
Okay.
New stuff. Speaking of couples, Tom Holland and Zendaya, the streets were talking. People were thinking, did they break up? Did they not break up? Well, we have the answers. Here we go, minding people business again. We're also going to talk about another couple. Damn, this is the couple-y show today. Austin McBroom and his wife, Catherine Piaz. Mm-hmm. Finally,
because
there was the relationship was tumultuous. We'll talk about it. But Catherine and Austin, they have split from the Ace family. Y'all know who they are. They're really big on YouTube and TikTok. Done.
Free Catherine.
Also, this was not in my 2024 bingo card, but Natalie Nunn has beef with Gypsy Rose. Like, and this is real beef. It started off like just kind of like a playful exchange, but I think Natalie Nunn want to fight Gypsy Rose, and she need to.
You know how we always tell you which ones really stir up the office, whatever stories really set people off. This was one of them. Everyone's going up to everyone's desk, like, you see this?
All right, but let's start with Tom Holland and Zendaya. So, over like the last few weeks or whatever, people were basically insinuating or suggesting that Tom and Zendaya might have split because we haven't really seen them together publicly in like weeks. That wasn't the only thing. Recently, Zendaya wiped her Instagram clean and she was following Tom Holland and then she stopped following Tom Holland. So then everybody was like, yo, they broke up. You know, if you're like on Instagram or social media, that's like the number one indicator.
Number one rule, don't unfollow your person.
Don't do it. Yeah. And then when you do, everybody's like, meh. That's what happened.
What are they like?
Meh. Okay. So people thought they were broken up. However, that doesn't seem to be the case. So this week, Tom Holland, first of all, Zendaya is smoking hot right now. She's in Paris. Is it Paris Fashion Week?
Mm-hmm.
She's out at Paris Fashion Week, you know, looking good, smelling good, probably. Tom, you know how sometimes somebody look good and you're like,
you just
I know.
Go, I know you have good hygiene.
I know they smell so good.
Yes.
So Tom posted two photos of Zendaya on his Instagram. The first one was like just like a show of support. It was just a photo. If you're listening on audio right now, you have to watch us on YouTube. Just search TMZ Verify the podcast to see the photos. But the first photo is just like Zendaya, you know. So he posted the one that's just like a standard photo. And then the second photo is like another photo of Zendaya, but it's like the heart emojis and like a little cute song. And then he wrote, yeah, this was made for me. Like,
so cute.
That's his girl.
I love them. They're so, you wouldn't put them perfectly together in terms of like, yes, they're both actor and actresses, but like, really, you wouldn't think they have such a healthy, like, I love that I hear nothing about them.
Yes, but you're right. They are kind of a interesting couple.
But also, they do go together. Like, in your head, it does go together. And I like that they're so healthy. Like, I've never heard any tea or drama about them.
True,
they're giving, like, really healthy, really stable, really support each other throughout their careers. Like,
yes, I like that. I do feel like I kind of want Zendaya to step up and be like, I'm dating Tom, because it seemed like Tom is always like, I love her.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be single, because you always say, everyone who's at their peak, why do you have a boyfriend?
Y'all know that's my all-time theory. But no, I just want her to be like, I feel like Tom is always professing his love for Zendaya. And she will just have him hanging out on the streets with a sign that says, I'm dating Zendaya.
That's how you get him. When you date your boyfriend, just act like you don't care.
That is kind of.
That's actually how you get him.
Yeah, that is kind of.
That's why he's like simping so hard.
Smitten because she's like,
I love you, I love you. She's like, okay.
Okay, Thomas.
She goes, I love you too, but.
Relax.
Yeah.
So Tom and Zendaya are together. I kind of love this.
Remember when her and Jacob Elordi dated for a brief moment?
Yeah, somebody said that earlier today, and I'm like, when the hell did that happen?
That was an era.
Jacob Elordi just.
Now he's dating Olivia Jade, that girl who.
We know Olivia Jade, the center of the college admission scandal.
Not the center. She was a YouTuber.
Okay, but oh, that's the only. Me, scandal.
I was a part of that YouTube era. So
oh, you were. Yeah. You were a part of that era. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. All right, moving on to another couple that is not so together.
The Ace family. So YouTube star and family vlogger Austin McBroom is getting roasted online right now because the amount of cringe that he's posting on Snapchat has the world in shambles. And as he's going through this divorce, you can tell it's just not looking very good. Mm-hmm. Austin and his ex, Catherine Piaz, announced their divorce on January 11th over irreconcilable challenges as the reason. Now, Catherine posted on her Instagram confirming, saying that they're going to still support each other, that this is like a big journey for her in 2024, the whole thing. But remember, they have been together since 2015, have three kids. Uh-huh. Like, this is not just a willy-nilly relationship. Like, they were together. And as we know, we'll get into, like, what's gone on in their whole relationship saga. But the big issue here is that Austin's post-divorce Snapchat game is off the rails. Like, he's truly losing it.
Like, sad?
Let me give you some examples.
Okay.
Okay. He's doing cartwheels, setting up the camera, doing cartwheels. He's a grown man with children. And the children aren't present, okay? Doing cartwheels. Asking fans if he should go to the hospital.
Like the mental hospital or just a hospital?
Let me describe in terms of wakes up in his bed filming, I don't feel good.
Oh.
Guys, I don't know. I hope I don't have COVID.
Oh my God, yo. I finally just got out of bed. I got chills and a fever. I've been sweating from head to toe. What should I do, y'all? Hopefully I don't have the C word.
Tears running down his eyes. Just full dramatics.
Okay.
He's been hosting giveaways on Snapchat, which if you know anything about influencer culture, influencer world, that kind of thing, when you're posting giveaways means please give me more followers in a really fucked up way. Because he's saying, follow me on Instagram and I'll give away so-and-so. I'll pick two winners.
Couldn't it have also been like a partnership with a company or?
Wasn't given that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Okay, you know what? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Because we don't know.
Let's X that one out then. But he is hosting giveaways, which we know is like the gateway to like being shady, okay? You're getting followers not in a because you're interesting way, right? You're hosting a game. Let's go back to the let's go back to him being sick content. Yeah. Leaning over his like bathroom sink, like, oh, I don't feel good. Guys, like, I really support you. Like, I really enjoy the support. Crying, tears, like a lot.
Okay, I want to play Austin McBroom's advocate for a second. Is it possible he's just sad? Like, could he be?
So this is what I was going to ask you.
Okay.
Do you think this is him trying to get Catherine's attention, being like, I am really sad about this divorce, blah, 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 blah. Or is it us? Like, for us to give him sympathy? Because remember, let's take a little step back on their relationship. They have been involved in scandal after scandal. Mm-hmm. We had Bryce on, like, verified in season one. He even described that he didn't get paid for the fight he was in. That's a scandal. The couple together has been involved in nonstop scandals. He's been accused of cheating on her multiple times with the three children. That wasn't before the kids, while the kids were alive. Like, there's a lot going on here that I think a lot of people, when they announced the divorce, took Catherine's side. So I personally think that he's going on Snapchat doing the dramatics so that we feel bad for him.
You think it's like a sympathy promo tour right now?
Yes, because Catherine's on her, like, boss girl.
Like, I'm a baddie. I'm divorced. It's a single summer. Like,
and another thing is he's going to like all these huge houses, buying his new house. Like, I don't know. It's just giving not a good vibe.
Okay. I agree with you, and I think that this could be kind of like twofold. Like, I don't think it's like an automatic, like, oh, he's just being a weirdo. Like, I think he could also be like a little bit sad, but also like grasping for social media, like, affirmation. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially of like, I'm sure his comments in the last couple of weeks have been just flooded with people just being like, what the F? Or like, blah, 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 blah. And like making up their own stories about what could have possibly happened in their marriage. So he's probably trying to, like you said, like sway the public a little bit.
But I really believe in like who you are based on your reputation. You can change for sure. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think this is something he's used to, where he's not a family vlogger anymore. He is only with the kids now. He doesn't have Catherine. He doesn't have that support, that crutch of like being a family man.
Right.
He's now a single guy living in a mansion with all of this drama and all this scamming.
I'm sorry. No part of that seems bad. Imagine being a single man that has a lot of money living in a mansion. I'm like, sign me up. Y'all can keep them kids. Keep them babies and that lady if I can get them. What? A mansion.
Okay. I can see how that's great. The problem is not that. It's don't go on Snapchat in your mansion crying. You're a grown man.
Well, if I'm across somewhere, I'd rather cry in my mansion.
You can cry in your mansion. Just don't turn your phone on. Don't film yourself. I think there's something really weird. What do you think about this?
No, I hate that.
I hate when people film themselves crying.
You know it's fake.
I would never be in deep tears. Now, you've seen me cry probably...
too many damn times.
Okay. I could never pick up my phone and be like, film me.
I'm sobbing right now.
That'd be so weird.
It is a little weird. Like I said, it almost always gives fake when you're holding up the camera and crying. Because you got to check your angles, you got to check your lighting, and you got to make sure you're in the frame.
And
all while crying?
It's just giving embarrassing energy. Like, he's grasping for, like, guys, don't hate me. I know I cheated. And I know, allegedly. I know I allegedly cheated. I know I allegedly scammed. I know I allegedly did all these things. Mm-hmm. They hosted huge events and had people in the sun. Like, he's just messy.
So do you think that this is the end for the McBroom family?
Yes, done.
To be honest,
you think they're gonna get back together?
I don't trust a single thing that these internet people do. Like, I am over it. Y'all can file.
People on TikTok are saying that.
I just don't. First of all, no one's talked about the Ace family in like the last year and a half. The numbers, I'm sure, are dropping. There are so many other families on the internet that people can like go to, grab content from, consume without the scandal and the mess. That I think that they're like, what can we do? Well, that's just like my cynical mind being like,
No, you're onto something, because there are like several TikTokers that are doing these whole deep dives about like, are they actually getting divorced or is this just like, we got back together?
Exactly. Like, and then in 3 months, we'll see them like, oh, we worked on our relationship. We love each other, which is fine also. And is a very strong possibility, which is why I say they could just be making this all up. Okay, let's move on. There is a feud happening right now. I love some beef. I love some conflict.
And we love some Gypsy Rose.
And we already picked a side. Natalie Nunn has one-sided beef with Gypsy Rose, and I don't even get it. So, to give y'all the backstory, so Gypsy Rose recently, she's always trending, but like Gypsy Rose, everyone was talking about Gypsy Rose the last couple of days because these screenshots emerged of an alleged DM exchange on Instagram between Gypsy Rose and the person that she believed to be Natalie Nunn. If you don't know who Natalie Nunn is, Natalie Nunn is from Baddies, the original like Bad Girls show on Oxygen. She now is a huge figure in like the Baddies community, Baddies on Zeus. It's real ratchet. I'm just going to say it because I'm black. It's ratchet as fuck. But there is a Baddies like franchise now that Natalie Nunn is at the helm of alongside the Zeus co-founder or the Zeus founder. That's besides the point. So these alleged screenshots came out that shows an exchange conversation where Natalie, or the person we thought was Natalie, is inviting Gypsy to come host the Baddies reunion. So the not real Natalie basically was like, hey, Gypsy Rose, like, we'd love to come have you host the reunion of Baddies. And Gypsy Rose goes, no, I'm not interested in that. But, you know, thanks for thinking of me. So after that all went down, once the screenshots emerged, Natalie Nunn spoke out and she was like, look, that's not me, Gypsy Rose. So then Gypsy DM'd the real Natalie Nunn. So now follow the story. Now Gypsy's having a conversation with the real Natalie Nunn and she basically says like, hey, Natalie, I saw a few TikToks. I want to bring your attention that this is my verified Instagram account. You know, always look for the blue check because this is my verified account. Natalie goes, hey, girl, that was also a fake page of mine. So now they're truly talking to one another, being like, hey, that was not a real Natalie Nunn page. Gypsy Rose is claiming that, hey, that might not have been a real Gypsy Rose page, but just pay close attention to the verified check. We thought it was done at that point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kind of peaceful reconciliation. They're like, oh, you know, that's not me. That's not me. But this me, girl. Hey, you
girls
doing,
girl? Are DMing.
Right. Like,
common ground.
We thought everything was cool. And then cameras caught Natalie Nunn out recently, and she is pissed off at Gypsy Rose. Play the clip.
About Gypsy, you try to check me about some she said you gotta understand blue checks, bitch. You just got out. What you know about a blue check, bitch? Hey, check this out. It's about a blue bag that only one person in the world holds it. You gotta understand something, bitch. Talking about a blue check, bitch. Gang ho.
My favorite part of that video is her going, you just got out, ho. What you know about a blue check? She did just get out of jail, though.
I have so much to say. I'm so confused on,
like, why she don't like Gypsy now.
Why are you upset? Was the showing off the bag necessary?
And here's a blue bag.
As like, if Gypsy's not raking in the dough and can't grab her own.
But wait, at one point she says, that hoe killed her mama. And I'm like, but to me, I'm like, you would think that would make you be like, let me shut the hell up, because I don't want no beef with a shorty that killed her mama. Gypsy Rose told us she about that life. She is she not? Allegedly? I mean, I don't got to say allegedly because she was convicted, but is she not about that life?
I just think this whole thing is hilarious. It's not on my 2024 bingo card.
No.
Like, as you said, no. I don't understand how these worlds collided. Where is Gypsy's manager so she can handle this stuff?
Like, what's happening? I just...
Also, was she drunk in that clip?
I think we should probably say that. Natalie, we don't know for sure, but she appears to be inebriated in some way. It was like outside of a club.
Right.
Natalie was probably a little lit. So we got to give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt.
We got to get Gypsy now drunk and see what she says.
Hey, see...
yeah. I just think this is not some, there's a, I don't even know what to say. These are two people that probably won't ever speak again.
Never.
And
never.
I think that's for the best.
My favorite Gypsy Rose clip on the internet when she is when she be like, I'm living my best life.
The G is fire. Okay, here's another thing. I want everyone to go back to the episode when Gypsy first got released. Everyone go back. Well, it's linked down below probably. And we said, all I want from Gypsy is an outfit of the day. A get ready with me. And what did we get?
Exactly
that. I'm not saying she's watching Verified, but I'm not saying she's not.
Well, she might be actually, because she's a fan of TMZ.
Because
we know Jip.
I just asked for a get ready with me and she gave it.
Immediately.
Immediately. I sent it to Wild and I go, oh my God.
We go, Jip.
I got both. My get ready with me, my outfit of the day. Like, I'm so happy about this.
Shout out to King Jip. Queen Jip. Young Jip. No, big, no. Big Jip.
I think we call her Jip Jip.
Jip Jip. Big Jip from,
or
where she
like,
from?
Like, if we took her to brunch, Jips.
Jips. But if you take her to the block, Big Jip.
And if you take her to the mall, Jip Jip.
Jippy.
Jippy.
All right. There's one more thing I want to talk about before I get out of here, because this was just unnecessary drama.
She needs to go to the mall to get a bag like that, though. Just a side note.
Like a...
I need to... Okay, how about this? If you're listening, I need you to be with a designer bag of your choice within the next few months.
You got 24 hours to respond, Gypsy.
If she is, guys, we have to talk about it.
If Gypsy pops up with a bag tomorrow...
A one-of-a-kind one, too. And she goes, I have a one-of-a-kind bag.
And it's blue? My girl. Okay. Somebody get our girl a Birkin right now.
Okay, go.
All right, so there's one more story I want to talk about that wasn't on our list. Did you see that video of L. King this week? So if y'all, first of all, you know L. King. My exes in the uh-ohs, they want me.
Yeah.
No?
What did she do?
So she was performing at a Dolly Parton tribute show.
First of all,
drunk.
Why?
Drunk.
Why?
But drunker than a skunk. I mean,
why
bent
is
like
she
a
there?
Bent like a shrimp.
Do you think she belongs in a Dolly Parton thing?
No.
Okay, why? Who's the booker for that?
I don't know if it was.
I'm so confused.
She's performing at the Grand Ole Opry, and she was wasted. And she gets up on stage, and she goes, I'm drunk right now. Don't tell Dolly. It's really bad. So basically, the Grand Ole Opry came out and they were like, we don't support, we apologize for the profanity that was used. I'm sure they also wanted to be like, we also apologize for L. King, but they didn't say that. And
first of all, the Grand Ole Opry is not like a small venue. It's giving
pretty grand and iconic. Like,
it's giving Grand Ole Opry. Like, it's very iconic. A lot of people have performed there. I still want to get in contact with the booker. Maybe we bring him on.
Figure out
why she was booked for that.
So L. King, she has now postponed a show in the wake of all this. Now, she hasn't given an explanation. She didn't say, like, I postponed this show because I fucked up the Dolly Parton tribute, but she has postponed the show. So if you were looking to see L. King this week, you cannot.
Here's the thing. If I'm ever famous, I want you to promise that my team needs to, one, not let me go on stage if I'm hammered. Hey, today's not the day. Mm-hmm. Let's just put you to bed. Don't let me be filmed drunk outside of a club. Like,
oh, never.
What just happened?
I will snatch your ass up before I let you be drunk in public.
And
like,
three,
let's go. We
don't
go.
Let me post on my Snapchat if I'm heartbroken. And that's the rules that we learned today in Verify. That's the three lessons today.
And those are the morals of the stories.
Thanks so
today.
Much for watching. And I'm glad we came to this TED Talk.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us, y'all. Be sure to like, follow the podcast. And also, like, shout out to y'all because we're seeing all the love. Our numbers are going up. I mean, even though y'all keep yelling at us in the comments and things like that, but, like, we appreciate the love.
We do.
Because we're here to stay now. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to y'all.
I'll throw up the Taylor Swift heart hands.
Oh, I'm not doing that. And shout out to us for being awesome.
Shout out to you for commenting.
Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play, NeNe and Kim.
No, I hate that one. Do a different one. What about Kelly Ripa?
Ryan Seacrest? Why do I gotta be? Can
no,
I be,
the older guy.
I'm like, can I be?
No, the old one.
Oh, Regis.
We're Regis and Kelly.
Oh, yes. We are Regis and Kelly. We'll see y'all hoes later. Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
I don't know if I can say hoes.